This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer, and your reader, Mike Luoma. And I've got Chapter 25 of The Star Seeds of Earth for you today on Glow in the Dark Radio. Another brand new chapter of my upcoming book. It's going to be out in less than 2 weeks now. After a couple of weeks with three short chapters apiece, just one longer chapter on this episode, Alibi Jones is hunting for a starseed, and Krish brought word of a renegade secta called the Heretic, who has one for sale, but he'll only talk to Alibi Jones. They're about to meet someone Krish's contact connected them with, for tickets and itinerary to travel to see the Heretic. Now, if you think this sounds a little fishy, you ain't the only one. So we'll find out what happens next in Chapter 25. Of the Star Seeds of Earth, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. We are less than 2 weeks away from book day, counting down to the release of the book you're listening to, The Star Seeds of Earth. Just today, Glow in the Dark Radio patrons got the chance to get the book early. There's a patrons-only pre-sale underway now, because I wanted to say thank you to my patrons for their support. And Smashwords recently began offering this option for doing a pre-sale. Not just a pre-order, but an actual pre-sale where, you know, you can do a private pre-sale and people you give the link to can get the chance to get it. Now, if you want the paperback or the audiobook, you'll have to wait a little longer. Sorry. Those both go on sale at the regular time. You can pre-order the ebook. And you can now pre-order the audiobook at Google Play. If you'd like to become a patron, just go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And if you need the links for the other stuff, just go to glowinthedarkradio.com. Okay, so as we count down to release day, here's what's happening. There are free ebooks right now at Smashwords. I'm part of the Authors Give Back, the sale, which has been extended, where you get free ebooks. They carry all the different ebook formats at Smashwords. So no matter what you're reading on, whatever format you need, they have it. And as part of this Author's Give Back sale, I've made all of my novels free. The anthologies, you know, or the omnibi, those still cost, but, you know, you can get all the novels. So novels are free at Smashwords. And I have free audiobooks now. You can go to Google Play or Kobo and get Vatican Assassin or Alibi Jones. Get those audiobooks there for free. Those ebooks are free everywhere too. The ebooks for Vatican Assassin and Alibi Jones. Well, except for Amazon for Alibi. Amazon, for some reason, won't price match and come down to zero on Alibi Jones. I don't know why. Did it for Vatican Assassin. That's free at Amazon. See, I won't go exclusive, and Amazon won't let you sell your or give your books away for free unless you're in exclusively with Amazon. Nobody else does that. Just Amazon. So I can have it free everywhere else. But for Amazon, usually they see it's free other places, and then they bring their price down. But again, they haven't done that for Alibi Jones, so that'll still cost you 99 cents at Amazon for some reason. But again, those audiobooks are now on, well, sale for free. Those audiobooks are now free at Google Play and Rakuten Kobo. And the links are at glowinthedarkradio.com. Now, not everybody who listens to the podcast is a fan of the comics, but you can get my comics starting Monday on sale. My comics go on sale on Monday as part of the Comixology Submit Number Ones sale. That's going to be May 11th through the 4th of June. All my number one issues will be on sale, including The Adventures of Alibi Jones Number One and Vatican Assassin the Graphic Novel Number One, because that's divided into four different separate issues. So this is all for the individual issues. Also for my superheroes, introducing Red Hot, Good Samaritan Unto Dust, and Tales of the Team, number ones are each on sale. Now, right now, I don't know for how much what the sale prices will be, but they will be on sale at Comixology. That's Comixology Submits Number Ones sale starting on Monday. All right, that's about it for book news, but man, there's a lot. I have Chapter 25 of The Star Seeds of Earth on the way next on Glow in the Dark Radio. But first, I heard the fine folks on Geek Radio Daily play my promo this week, so one good turn, you know. Let me do the same.
Are you having trouble keeping up with the ebbs and flows of modern geekery? Is the real world holding you back from knowing what is happening in the geeky world? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends, gaming group, and loved ones, Geek Radio Daily presents daily informational sessions brought to you by the wonderful Billy Flynn, the Flynnstress, and podcasting's Rich Siegfried. They contain such helpful segments as history, geek birthdays, box office results, the latest in DVD and Blu-ray, video game and comic releases. Why, they also have a weekly show hosted by the wonderful Billy Flynn and the Flynnstress, which includes interviews and commentary. And to make sure you are informed, Geek Radio Daily also provides you with your daily dose of geek news to make sure you know more than that jerk know-it-all Steve. Visit us at geekradiodaily.com. That's right, Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the weight. Now available in fine Corinthian leather.
Now, here's Chapter 25 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio.
I still think this is a very bad idea, Krish said, standing with Alibi in the Hornet's Nest port. One of Krish's contacts was supposed to meet them, with tickets and a travel plan.
Probably, Alibi said. Know your enemy, though, huh?
This is my first chance to meet a Sekta, Krish, even if it is a heretic.
I do not like the way you say that name, Krish said. You invest entirely too much adventure into it.
The Adventures of Alibi Jones and the Heretic, Alibi announced with overemphasis, as if promoting a movie. Dun-dun-dun!
You need to be very careful, Krish said.
Careful of what? Emily said, walking up and overhearing Krish's last sentence.
A Sekta they call the Heretic who wants to see me, Alibi said. Guess he's into chaos.
Thus he's the Heretic, I get it, she said. Why does he, it, want to see you?
About a starseed, I think? I don't know, Alibi said, looking over to Krish for help.
We don't know for sure, Krish admitted, but they said it was about a starseed.
Sounds promising, she said, heavy sarcasm in her tone.
Why are you going?
Know your enemy, right? Alibi said.
I want to try to get to know the Sekta better.
Oh, she said, I get it. You think he has a cool name and you're curious.
Well, that too, he admitted.
Have you seen Kit? Emily asked.
Not recently, Alibi said.
We've got a cargo run, she explained. He may already be on board the Foster. God, it's busy down here.
It's like nonstop these days, Alibi said. Do we need to assign more security?
I think we're good for now, Emily said. We're covering everyone who comes in so far. But I'll take a look at it when I get back.
Thanks, Alibi said. You have to be careful about not letting the wrong type of people in here.
Am I the wrong type? Or right?
Alibi turned to see who the new voice belonged to. It took him a second for the woman's features to register out of context.
Laurel Eden?
Laurel! I didn't expect to see you here, Alibi said. What a surprise! Welcome to the Hornet's Nest.
Thank you, Alibi Jones, she said. Nice place you've got here.
Thanks, Alibi said. He paused, not sure what to do for a second.
Do you remember Emily? Emily Brown, Laurel Eden?
Nice to meet you, Laurel said.
We've met before, Emily said. Cold. On Argentium.
Oh, yes, sure, Laurel said, apathetic. Nice to meet you again.
And this is Krish, Alibi said.
Pleasure,
she said, extending her hand. Krish shook it. Good to meet you, Laurel, Krish said. What brings you out here? Alibi asked.
I'm looking for a change, mostly, Laurel said. Had a run of bad luck.
Oh, Alibi said. Sorry to hear.
Oh, you don't want to hear, she said.
Relationship fizzled out. My boyfriend left me.
For an older woman. And then my crew resigned.
What?
Yeah, she said. They were Dakur. Most of them wanted to get back to check on and be with their families on her. Can't say as I blame them.
That sucks, Alibi said.
Most unfortunate, Chris said.
Yeah, Emily said.
Well, you're welcome here, Alibi said.
Thank you. She leaned in and gave Alibi a friendly peck on the cheek. I promise I won't be any trouble.
She began walking away, but called back over her shoulder. Be so quiet, you won't even notice me.
She waved and walked off.
Oh, I don't know about that, Emily said.
What?
Alibi asked.
Seems like you can't help but notice Ms. Shapely Butt, Emily said with a smirk.
That again? Alibi protested.
What? You were just staring as she walked away, Emily said. Come on, Krish, back me up here.
Oh, yes, Emily, Krish said. I will back you up. She does indeed have a shapely behind section, much like an upside-down heart shape. Ouch!
Emily hit Krish in the arm to make him stop. Alibi appreciated the way the two of them were getting along. Krish pulled out his wand, chirping with a notification. He read it.
I need to go find our friend, Krish said. He doesn't like all the people out here. Wants me to meet him in private. I'll go see what he wants.
Be careful, Krish, Alibi said.
I will. Back soon.
Krish walked off through the crowd towards the private landing bays.
Have you noticed the difference? Emily asked.
Difference in what? Alibi wondered.
In who's arriving? Emily said.
There are more ordinary people showing up now. Not so much intrepid adventurers as just plain refugees.
Alibi looked. Another passenger transport ship had arrived from Ceres Central a short time ago. Its people were spilling out into the main open space of the Hornet's Nest port.
You see, Emily said, there are a couple of families, kids, business people, a priest, like someone with a guitar case. Even musicians are on the move.
Cool, Alibi said. We could use some music around here.
That could be nice, Emily said.
You volunteering to be entertainment coordinator now? He asked.
She smirked. His wand began buzzing in his pocket.
Excuse me a sec, he said.
He pulled out the wand and answered a call from Krish.
What's up?
He doesn't want to go out there to see you, Krish said. Would you mind coming down here to Bay 32?
Sure, Alibi said with a sigh. See you in a minute. He turned back to Emily.
Gotta go see him, I guess.
Well, good luck with that, she said. And be careful. I've got to get on board the Foster. Emily walked out of the port reception area towards the Foster. Alibi made his way down to Bay 32. Krish was waiting with a dark-haired, pasty-faced man in a plain brown one-piece flight suit.
Hello, Alibi, Krish said. This is Gula. He will take you to see the Heretic.
Hello, Gula,
Alibi said, extending his hand. Gula looked at it, turned away.
Follow me, Gula said.
I thought it was tickets and a flight plan, Alibi said.
Plan is you ride with me, Gula said, stopping and looking over his shoulder. You coming?
With you now? Alibi said. He looked at Krish for some kind of confirmation. Krish shrugged. Great, Alibi said. I can't leave here right now. That wasn't the plan. Gula turned back slightly.
Okay, Gula said. You don't want to see the heretic. That's fine.
No, I want to go, Alibi said. I can't, not right now.
Have it your way, Gula said.
He turned again and headed back toward the front of his ship.
You said tickets and itinerary, Alibi said to Krish. Not leave right away.
I merely passed along what I was told, Alibi, Krish said. I am sorry he was not accurate in what he said.
Alibi fumed, but knew he couldn't get mad at Krish. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't Krish's fault. Alibi didn't have anyone he could trust to leave in charge of the hornet's nest while he took off to see the heretic, either. Before, he would have let his Aunt Anita know he was leaving and just let her take charge, assuming she'd wanted to. But that was no longer the case. She'd made that clear, and her current choice of companions compromised the trust between them. He knew he could trust Emily. He had for a long time. She was his business manager. But she was taken off with Kit and the A.D. Foster right now. He trusted Krish. The old scientist had forgiven Alibi small breaches of trust in the past as youthful indiscretions. Alibi trusted Krish with his life, but he couldn't see the man in charge of the hornet's nest. It wasn't Krish's skill set, and Alibi didn't want him overwhelmed. But suppose I should ask.
Don't suppose you'd want to run the place while I'm gone, Alibi said.
The color drained from Krish's shocked face.
Well, thank you, Alibi, Krish stammered in reply.
I'm joking, Krish, Alibi said. Don't look so worried. Alibi smiled.
Asked and answered.
But you see my problem, Alibi said. I can't just leave anymore. There are too many people here now.
Yes, I can see that, Krish said. I don't suppose your aunt... Well, no. Not as things currently stand. I can also see that. Sorry.
And Emily and Krish are out on a run right now, Alibi said. I'm stuck here.
Indeed, Krish said. He grew thoughtful. Maybe you need a structure, more of a hierarchy.
Or less of one, Alibi countered. When you think about it, there's no real reason I should be in charge, Krish. I was the captain of the A.D. Foster. This base began as an extension of that. But what right do I have to keep telling everyone what to do?
Because they listen to you, Krish said. Like it or not, Alibi, you are a natural leader. People do follow you.
But why? Krish answered Alibi's question with his own.
Why not?
That was Chapter 25 of The Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Why not? Indeed. Why do we follow some people? Why and how do natural leaders emerge? And does that mean they're likely to do the right thing? Or get things right? Alibi is certainly wondering about this kind of shit. Next time around, Alibi is going to take a little action on all this. I hope you'll be back for Chapter 26 next week on Glow in the Dark Radio. A reminder, you can pre-order this ebook most places. The audiobook can be pre-ordered now at Google Play. First place, the audiobook is on sale now. Patrons got an early pre-sale of the ebook. So if you're a patron, go check your patron feed there. If you want to become a patron, just go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. I have $2, $5, and $10 per month levels of membership.
membership tiers, as they call them, if you'd like to get on board. I'm giving away ebooks for free at Smashwords through the end of the month. My novels are all free in ebook format and every ebook format at smashwords.com. And the Vatican Assassin and Alibi Jones audiobooks are now free at Google Play and at Kobo. Oh, and there's going to be a comic sale at Comixology, the number one issues for Alibi Jones, Vatican Assassin, the graphic novel, and my superhero books. All those number ones go on sale on Monday at Comixology. And we're less than 2 weeks away from the actual release date of the book you're listening to on this podcast, The Starseeds of Earth. Again, I hope you'll join me next time. And thanks for listening this time. I'm Mike Luoma, your writer and reader, and this is Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Acompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.